let's review. The Gemara proceeds with a halacha regarding the services to Avodah Zarah for which one is liable. I'm reviewing the Marav. Avodas Kachavim Sha'evdin Eisa B'Makal, Shavar Makal B'Fanel Chayiv, Zarek Makal B'Fanel Pater. If an Avodah Zarah is usually worshipped with sticks, such as they bang sticks before it, if one broke a stick in front of it, he's liable. But if he threw a stick in front of it, he's not liable. And Rashi explains as follows. Regarding a service performed inside the Beis HaMikdash, such as shechita, to slaughter an animal, or zrika, to sprinkle its blood. If one did this service for an Avodah Zarah, he's liable even if this particular Avodah Zarah is not usually worshipped this way. However, regarding a service that is not performed inside the Beis HaMikdash, such as b'makal, to use a stick, if one did this service for an Avodah Zarah, he's liable only if this particular Avodah Zarah is usually worshipped this way. But he's not liable if this Avodah Zarah is not usually worshipped this way. Therefore, in our case of Avodas Kachav Mishal Eivin Nais to B'makal regarding Shavar Makal B'Fanei Chayev, because Davalei Kein Zvicha. Since this Avodah Zarah is worshipped with a stick, a Makal is Kedarka. And although the service of Shavar Makal breaking a stick to this Avodah Zarah is Shalei Kedarka, however, Shavar Makal is considered like Avodas Panim because to break something is similar to Shechita. And for Avodas Panim, one is liable even Shalei Kedarka. While Zarek Makal B'Fanei Pater, because the service of Zarek Makal to this Avodah Zarah is Shalei Kedarka, and Zarek Makal is not considered like Avodas Panim because Be'in Zrika Mishtaberes V'Leka. In Zrika Sadam, the blood breaks up into little droplets, while in Zarek Makal, the stick remains whole. Therefore, it is not like Avodas Panim, and one is not liable Shalei Kedarka. And Rashi adds that regarding Avodah Zarah, Shein Oivdin Eisa B'Makal, Shavar Makal B'Fanei Pater. If this Avodah Zarah is not worshipped with a stick at all, then even if one broke a stick before it, he's not liable because Shavar Makal to this Avodah Zarah is Shalei Kedarka. And even though Shavar Makal is similar to Shechita, however, Lishaicha Bifnim, a Makal is not used in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara seeks to say that Rav's Halacha of Shavar Makal Chayiv is actually a Machlekes Tanoim in the following Braisa. Shachar Lo Chagav, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayiv, Vacham Patron. The person slaughtered a locust in Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yehuda holds he's liable, and the Chum hold that he is not liable. The Gemara initially assumes the machlokes is as follows. Rabbi Yehuda holds shachar lo chagav chayiv because even though shechting a locust is not zvicha mamish, amrinan ke'ein zvicha. Nevertheless, it is similar to zvicha. And for this very reason, shavar makal chayiv because amrinan ke'ein zvicha. While the chacham holds shachar lo chagav pater because lo amrinan ke'ein zvicha el ke'ein pnim. Shechting a chagav is not similar enough to shechita as performed b'fnim. And for this reason, shavar makal pater because lo amrinan ke'ein zvicha. However, the Gemara explains that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps all agree that lo yamrinan kein zvicha eli kein panim be'inan, and therefore shavar makal pater. But even so, Rabbi Yehuda holds shachar l'chagav chayiv because shani chagav hoyel v'tzavari dem l'tzavar behema. Since the neck of a chagav is similar to an animal's neck, the shechita of a chagav is similar enough to the shechita of an animal b'fnim. The Gemara now applies the same halacha to tikrevis, the offerings to Avodah Zarah that become forbidden. Regarding Avodah Zarah, m'shal evdin oisa b'makal. Shavar makal b'fanel chayiv v'neseres. If he broke a stick in front of an Avodah Zarah for which shavar makal is kedarka, he's liable, and the stick becomes forbidden because the havilei kein zvicha. The stick is considered to crave as an offering to Avodah Zarah, which is forbidden because shavar makal is like shechita b'fnim. However, zarak makal b'fanel chayiv v'ein neseres. If he threw a stick in front of an Avodah Zarah for which zarak makal is kedarka, he's liable for worshipping Avodah Zarah, but the stick does not become forbidden because be'inan zrika mishtaberes v'leka. The stick is not considered tekreves because the zarek makal is not like zrika b'fnim. Upon which the Gemara asks, Elameata avni beis markelis b'maya astru be'inan zrika mishtaberes v'leka. If so, why do the stones thrown to the markelis become forbidden? The stone should not be considered tekreves because zrika avonim is not like zrika b'fnim. The Gemara offers three explanations. Nasa kimagad l'avayitz kechavim. Each stone becomes part of the actual avayitz zara, and therefore it is forbidden as avayitz zara. Each stone that is thrown becomes an Avodah Zarah, because the following stones that were thrown after it are considered offerings to this stone. Accordingly, the Gemara points out that Basraisa Miyur Tishtari, the last stone should not become Avodah Zarah because no other stones were thrown. However, the Gemara explains that nevertheless the stone is forbidden because it cannot be identified. Each stone that is thrown becomes an Avodah Zarah because it is simultaneously considered an offering to itself. Because Rashi explains, because zrika is the only service done to the Markelis. The Gemara proceeds with the source for the halacha of Avodah She'ena Ke'en Pnim, Shalei Kedarka Pater. If one slaughtered a blemished animal to Avodah Zarah, he's not liable, because the pasuk says, "Zaveich lalehim yachar and bilti l'shem levadli." Lo yasur tayre el kein pnim. One is only liable for an avodah that is accepted in the Beis HaMikdash, and shechitas bal mum is possible. However, the Gemara qualifies that this halacha applies only to b'mechusa aver, an animal that was missing a limb, and only here do we say that this is not considered kein pnim, because asa l'bnei noyach b'bama detu. A mechusa aver is not acceptable on the altar of non-Jews. However, dukin sheba'ayin chayiv, because mut l'bnei noyach b'bama detu, a bal mum is considered kein pnim, because it is acceptable on the altar of non-Jews. Zakta the Mishnah. If a person found on the head of the Markoilas money, garments, or utensils, they're permitted. As the Gemara explains, this is derived from the following two Pesukim. One Pasuk states, this implies that anything next to the Avodah Zarah, even wood and stones, are forbidden. While a second Pasuk states, this implies that on the Avodah Zarah, only gold and silver are forbidden, but wood and stones do not become forbidden. Therefore, the Gemara reconciles as follows. Ha-ketzat, imahem dumidaleim. The first pasuk of imahem must be similar to the second pasuk of aleim, in that ma aleim dove shalnoi aser, shein shalnoi mutter, af imahem dove shalnoi aser, shein shalnoi mutter. Only eitz ve'evan items that are like kesev azav that beautify are forbidden, but eitz ve'evan that do not beautify are permitted. And in the Mishnah, mois ksus oikelem areil mutaran, because the Mishnah refers to cases in which these items were situated in a way that they were not shalnoi. The Mishnah continues, however, parchili anav matar shel shibalim v'yenis v'shmanim v'selasis v'chaldovish shekiyitz v'kerv agabi amesbeach aser. If one found near the Avodah Zarah a bunch of grapes, or a crown made from grain stalks, or wine, oil, flour, and any other items that are eligible to be brought as offerings onto the mesbeach, they're forbidden even though they were not shalnai, because these items are considered to crave as Avodah Zarah.